Welcome back to another wonderful day. It is Saturday, I believe it is what, June 21st? Isn't it June 21st? Yes, June 21st. Can't keep track of my days. Too much ministry is happening. We have more wonderful men and women of God for the Freedom Fest that's happening in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. They're going to share their story today. I'm going to do some wonderful time of fellowship with our wonderful men and women of God here. So, without further ado, we're going to start with Patricia. She's going to share her story about how she's got connected to those involved with Freedom Fest, a little bit of her about herself and more. Patricia?
Hey guys, my name is Patricia, and on TikTok, you guys will know me as Sweet Lotus. I have actually been hanging out with Charles since I would say about December of 2024. We met on another kind of Christian platform that we both kind of noticed that wasn't really aligning with us, and Charles kind of had a crazy dream. He was like, hey, let's just go and do some campfire stuff. Let's just go light a fire and let's just hang out. And that's how it was for a few months. It was probably about 3 to 13 people that would come in the live every night, and we would just sit there and talk. And it wasn't even necessarily, it was always Christian based, but it was just like, hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And it started in such a small platform where he only had a couple hundred followers to where he is now, saying that we are KBLR, and people still ask us, what is Kingdom Business? Let's roll. I have been able to watch this grow from the infancy of where it started at the fireplace to where it is now. It's only 6 months, and this is only God being able to show what he can do in 6 months with a bunch of random people from all over the country. I'm on the East Coast, he's on the West Coast, he's on different story in his life, and so am I. But you know, the amazing thing is that God brings us all together. Like he says, we're a bunch of misfits that come as one, and that's what we've been able to do. And I am so excited, and I am so proud of my brother Charles to be able to connect and be faithful to God. You know, all this was trust and faith. All of that faith, the thing that he says, faith and trust that surpasses all understanding, because this, what we're doing right now, is beyond our understanding. We have t-shirts, we have merch, we have a whole thing, Lost and Found Ministries, that's part of this. I mean, it is such a beautiful thing that it's almost overwhelming and shocking to the system because it is that powerful. And I am so blessed and honored to be part of this. I was in a place in my life prior to this where it was not, it was tough. I'm not going to lie. I think a bunch of us in this time of life, there's a bunch of Christians that are really looking for unity and community. With everything that's happened in the past 5 years, we're desperately looking for other misfits to join one another. And so this is what this Freedom Revival is going to be about. It's about joining people together. It's about 2025, everything that's going on. We're going to join. We're going to be together. We're going to love God. We are going to show this to hundreds and thousands of people. And this is going to be the first year of many years. And to say that all of us have been here from the very infancy and start of such a huge ministry that's going to be happening with Lost and Found Ministries, with KBLR, it's going to be, we're not even going to know how to. Our brain won't be able to process this time next year. It's going to be incredible. I've even gotten my whole family on board with KBLR. We got shirts for my husband, one for me, one for my son, and we're all coming to Freedom Fest because this is our first year of many that we are joining families and we are going to be in unity as one with God. So I'm very excited about this. I'm very honored to be part of this. And this has been nothing short of a blessing. So thank you guys for allowing me to be on here and talk just a little bit about myself and what KBLR means to me. It's not just community, it's just not family. It's a spiritual connection that you have with one another. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, Patricia. That is a wonderful testimony of how working together, things just flow. Like everyone who's shared so far has said, things are just flowing. I mean, there are some, not necessarily opposition, there's been some, roadblocks or hurdles that had to go around, which is normal navigation of things that you haven't experienced before, but it's just flowing. Which leads me to Ryan. Would you like to share your story now?
Yes, it would unmute, and there it is. Hey, thanks, I appreciate it. I kind of am in a unique position, I guess you could say, when it comes to all this, because I am somewhat, I guess, of a connecting piece between the organizations. I know Charles and the KBLR family from meeting Charles several months back, and when we were both on the platform doing political live debates. And then I know Wayne and Ashley and Chuck from Lost and Found, from literally Wayne and Ashley popped into a prayer time we were having one night, and they were just asking for prayer. They came across me on as they were scrolling through, and they were headed to a youth conference, and it was calling to ask for prayer for them and the youth that were going. And so being with where we are now, I have the opportunity to work on both sides, but instead of it being two different organizations, like ever since Freedom Fest has been a thing, it seems like it's, yeah, you have KBLR, and yes, you have Lost and Found, but it's more of a one type of thing now, which I love because it gets a little tiresome going back and forth between everyone. No, I'm just kidding. But no, really, it's just been really crazy. I was actually talking to my wife the other day, and I was like, man, like it's, and when you think about it, if I wouldn't have been in political debates with Charles, I wouldn't be a part of KBLR. And if I wouldn't had, spoke with Wayne and Ashley, and we kept in touch after their youth conference they went to, and which led me to meeting Chuck, I wouldn't be having, anything with Lost and Found fellowships. And as time has gone on, things have grown rather quickly, I would say. I mean, we went from, just talking about things happening to now things are actually happening. You know what I mean? I remember when this was just all a conversation of like, man, wouldn't this be cool to get some folks together and us, worship and hear from speakers and just fellowship and good times. And so now that it's, in a couple of weeks, and it's, it's one of those things where you definitely can see God in every aspect of it. And for me personally, I have some health issues and whatnot. And I kind of had said from the get-go of all this that I was so happy for the event, but that I wasn't going to be able to attend. Through the tenacity of some folks here and God's plan, he's like, "No, you're going. You're going to be there." And it's just it's almost kind of like surreal because, like I said, it I remember this when it was just a conversation, and the fact that it's actually happening is it just it's crazy. And I've had the opportunity to partner up with another ministry, Blue Heart Ministries. And so it's like I'm kind of like the that annoying cousin that just floats between households. One day I'm here doing KBLR stuff, the next day I'm here doing Lost and Found stuff, And if you can't find me either of those places, then you'll find me over with Blue Heart Ministries. But I don't think I would want it any other way because I have been able to cultivate relationships with people that are just amazing that I never would have if it weren't for social media and relationships that I say, we haven't met in real life, but I have folks that I am have relationships with now that know more about me in my life than people do that, have been around me for 15, 20 years. It just blows my mind how God has orchestrated this all. I can't wait until we all get together, and I know that God has major, big things in store for the Freedom Fest. And man, is it July 4th yet? Can we go? Are we ready? But it's just been amazing, and I just look forward to what's to come. And I love it that we're, that it's the first annual Freedom Festival, because that's telling folks that, hey, yes, this may be our first time doing this kind of thing, but it's going to be every year. And we're going to come back next year, and it's going to be bigger and better. And when we come back next year, we're going to have stories of God's faithfulness over this time and what he's done throughout this. And I mean, next thing you know, it'll be like the 10th annual Freedom Festival is going to be happening. And I'm just super, super excited, blessed to be a part of it. And I'm grateful for everyone that's on the teams, wherever they're at, because like I said, I've been able to meet so many people, and it's just been a true blessing.
And that's the wonderfulness about this. And I have to repeat ourselves maybe in a different way, but the cohesiveness is unlike what most people experience. Normally, like I said, there's a lot of roadblocks, a lot of hurdles, but people are volunteering, people are stepping up, people are wanting to do the things that need to be done, and God's opening doors. Like I was telling everybody else off camera, this team and the other teams, is that things are being set up for. It's not just for Freedom Fest or Freedom Fest next year. People are already discussing what's going to happen after Freedom Fest. When people go back home, what's going to happen with TikTok? How much more time do we have on TikTok? Where do we go after TikTok? What's going to happen in person? How's the world of social media ministry go after this? What is the next steps? And there are opportunities and discussions and plans already happening 6 months ago. As of yesterday, as of this morning, as I'm reading my phone chat of things I can't even say yet, God's opening doors because people are being willing and able to serve. Which leads me to our next story, our wonderful friend, Keisha. Would you like to share your story today and what God is doing in your ministry and how you got connected and what God has got plans for next?
Yes, first and foremost, I just want to thank God for the opportunities that are coming forth with this Freedom Fest and everything going on. I first met Charles. He could actually come in my life, and he kind of commented here and there, and then we kind of lost contact. Well, then I met Joel. And we started singing worship together on the app, on the TikTok app. And then I went into Charles's life one day because Joel invited me to do worship. And I said, okay. So I went in, and me and Charles was like, hey, wait, we know each other, but we forgot to follow each other. So we kind of lost contact. But ever since then, it's been crazy how much God has been blessing not only Charles's life but mine as well and others. It also got me connected to 1-8 Ministries. I'm actually able to go to Florida next week for a revival in Tampa, Florida, to be able to lead worship there with Sylvana and Scott, Apostle Trevor, and others. So I'm very excited about that. But I'm mainly excited mostly because this has been something I've been anticipating a long time, is being able to do this Freedom Fest and be able to come and lead worship. My wonderful friend, Jeremy Conaway, is coming with me that weekend. We are in a band called T Minus Glory, and that our band has been together for almost 10, 11 years. And God has really opened those doors as well. We just got done opening for Petra a couple of weekends ago. So more and more doors are starting to open, and opportunities are starting to come forth. And I do this because this is my passion. This is my heart. I pour my love on Jesus Christ because I love him for who he is and what he's done for me. And so I want to give back to him and glorify him in what I do and everything I do in my everyday life. And worship is actually something that brings people to the throne of Christ. It heals. It brings restoration and breakthrough. And that's what I love to do. That's why I love to lead people and be able to change lives, because I feel that's what God's called me to do. And so I want to keep going in that. And I just thank him and praise him for other opportunities that are going to open up. I've been spoken over by many people that God is going to open more doors for us to go out and do more ministry through worship and praise. And so I'm very, very excited about being able to meet everybody. Sweet Lotus, Ryan, Chuck, Wayne, Charles, everybody, because it's a bunch of ministries that have come together, like Ryan was saying in his interview. We have got to come together and be strong and be able to put on the full armor of God, because the enemy is running rampant. And so we have got to be the body of Christ and come together strong and be able to take the enemy down together, because where two or three are gathered, more are gathered in his name. There he is in the midst. And and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we're going to lean on Christ with everything that we do. And this first annual Freedom Fest, I believe, is going to open many more doors for the ministry to start, moving forth, even in more states, possibly overseas. You never know what God is going to do with this ministry. But I'm very excited and just expecting God to really move. And I'm praying that, hearts are going to be changed, lives are going to be touched. We're going to see people really come to the freedom of Christ, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And this Freedom Fest is going to be mind-blowing, and it's just the beginning of it. So, amen.
Thinking about other countries, I'm like, first and foremost, who owns TikTok? We're ministering to China. And then you go live, and how many countries actually are joining these lives? We're seeing Australia, we're seeing Mexico, you're seeing Canada and India, South Africa, and tons of more countries all over the world. People are joining these lives, especially since they'll go late to like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. As I was saying off camera, and Charles and Chuck laughed at this. I was in one of the lives. I said, I'll be right back. I gotta go run to South Africa. And I didn't realize I wrote run to South Africa. And he's like, turns his head sideways. He starts laughing. It's like, how do you mean you're gonna run to South Africa? You're in Ohio. What are you talking about? And I'm over here on WhatsApp in a prayer meeting Monday through Friday with people in South Africa that are South Africans that are all around the globe. There's like 60 people. They join this meeting. It's 15, 20 minutes. Pray about this for the country, pray about your country, maybe pray for somebody, something's going on, and then going on with throughout your day. Obviously, I'm almost falling asleep some days because I'm tired. But with social media, there's no reason in today's society you can't literally travel the globe in a 12-hour period of your day, starting in your own country, your own town, and end up somewhere else in the back home if you want to do it. And I believe, like you've been saying, these doors are going to open. There's going to be these opportunities to be the light in the darkness, going to Oak Ridge, what we're doing in our own communities, whether it's Tennessee or if it's Florida or it's New Jersey or it's Arizona or California or Colorado or Canada or wherever you might be that watch this, listen to this. God is opening doors. And as we prayed the other day to see God move, I believe that this is the time for Christians to come together to seek God's face, to repent for our nation, whatever nation you're in, whether you're in Canada or Mexico or China or here in the United States. We need to repent as a people and get back to serving God and doing what He wants us to do. Because we think we have bad times now, when God decides that He wants to remove the Holy Spirit away, things are going to get way worse than what they are now. And revelation will start coming more to light. But for this moment, we can focus in on Freedom Fest is coming to Oak Ridge, Tennessee for the weekend of July 4th. And if you're able to go, or if you're not able to go, if you can donate, you can't donate, you can share, you can comment, you can pray that God will move in this opportunity. Which leads me to our brother Chuck. Can you lead us in a closing prayer today, please? All right, let's get you unmuted, buddy. He's all excited too, I know.
I forgot I was
That's
muted.
okay, no problem.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for bringing us all together to be a part of this event, your event, Lord, that started from a need to have a conversation that you placed within Charles to, speak it to Wayne, who spoke it to me, who said something to Ryan. And Lord, how you have brought all of us together to accomplish your will and your purpose in Oak Ridge. And we are blessed to have the opportunity to share it. And we so look forward to meeting and to fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters from TikTok, many of whom we've never met in person. It's only been on the app or phone calls or text messages. But Lord, thanks be to you. We're going to get a chance to meet, shake hands, hug, and hang out. And we look forward with great anticipation for the mighty things that you have for the people of Oak Ridge to this event. Thank you for Jeremy and his willingness to take the time to sit down with each of us to hear our stories, to share our story as a collective through, with regard to this event to the world as we look ahead to this being an annual event. And Father, we are just so grateful. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Chuck. Thank you, Tisha. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Patricia, for this opportunity to come together to share your stories. Stay tuned because there's more details about the Fire Fest we listed. Freedom Fest. I don't know why I keep saying Fire Fest. I might as well call it a Fire Fest because the fire of God is coming out. Am I right? You literally could call it the Fire Fest if you wanted, but it's about the freedom, the 4th of July. It's about the freedom that you have in Christ. The freedom in our country in America. And what happens when Christians come together to celebrate freedom in Christ? Stay tuned. God bless. We'll see you soon.